You see, God says, well, if you think you have knowledge, but you don't have Christ, you're actually in darkness. You don't have the light. If you think you have knowledge, you have wisdom, but you don't have the Word of God, you don't have Jesus Christ, you're actually in darkness. You're what the Bible terms as being blind. Why? Because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest they should believe on the glorious gospel, right? Lest they should believe on Jesus Christ. So these people who elevate knowledge over God, who elevate knowledge over the wisdom of God's word, the Bible says they're actually blind. Okay? But a messenger or an angel of light is not just someone who wants to come and enlighten you. You know, when we think of an angel of light, we often refer to that scripture as being, you know, they come as wolves in sheep's clothing. They come under the cloak of nobility, okay? An angel of light. Go with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew chapter number 7. He said, well, we're not going to be fooled by this. You know, why preach on this? Obviously, we understand that Satan is the adversary. We understand that he is the antagonist of all history. We understand that he is our enemy, that he, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. We understand these things. Yeah, but there's a far greater nefarious agenda that fits into the New World Order when it comes to these Satanists, and we're going to look at that in just a bit. But they come as messengers of nobility. Look at Matthew 7, verse 15. It says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Remember what they said? They want to inspire nobility. So to the unbeknownst person, the person who maybe is sick of church, you know, these people who are apostate Christians who claim to believe on God, but they're not really saved, they will be fooled by this. Because they'll say, well, these Satanists, they're just as nice as any other Christian. They want nobility, they have compassion, they have fellowship, they're doing good deeds, and they can be fooled by these people, okay? They do community service. I mean, they literally adopt highways to clean, okay? They adopt highways to clean. They do good deeds. They try to fight for social injustice, for bullying in the schools. They do all they can to become palatable to the community. They want to fight for civil rights, equality. But there's nothing noble about what they're doing. Amen. Why? Because the Bible tells us that even the plowing of the wicked is sin. The Bible says, though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And make no mistake about it, anybody who's involved in the satanic temple, they're reprobates. Amen. They are reprobates. They will not be saved. This sermon is not to rescue people out of from the Church of Satan or the satanic temple. Why is that? Because the satanic temple literally encourages blasphemy. They literally say blasphemy is a declaration of independence. You know, I find it funny that they claim not to believe in God, they don't believe in Satan, yet Christianity is the main religion and organization that they seek to mock. Why is it that they attack Christianity but not Islam? Why is it they attack Christianity but not Buddhism? Why is it that they attack Christianity but not any other religion? You know why? Because they know that God exists. That's why. It's not by mistake. Is it any mistake that they worship Satan, which is a name directly found in the Word of God? It's not by mistake. But you know what? They literally said blasphemy is a declaration of independence. We embrace blasphemy as a legitimate expression of personal independence from counterproductive traditional norms. They encourage and propagate the practice of blasphemy.